The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Inside the Trenches, everyone, an interactive, international show that simply swept across the nation here on Voice America Sports, the leader in internet media with your host, yeah, you already know who I am, the voice of America, 12-year pro football veteran, yeah, R. Cal Truluck, make no mistake about that. And of course, you already know who he is. I get excited about doing this. Why I get excited about doing this? Because, that's my counterpart. That's my good guy. So, you know, everyone knows him across the land. And you already know who he is. So, my co-host.
If you smell what the rock is cooking.
You already know who it is. Matt Man, Mr. Automatic, doing his thing each and every week for us. And we love him for it. That's why we love what he does. But now, to you and yours out there, now, you know, before I start off any show, you know how I do. You know, for me, Jesus is Lord. I'm a believer. So greater is he that lives inside of me. So when you hear these amazing things that come out, that's just the man in me showing off, allowing me to do his thing. So now, just getting back to last week, and actually we got a lot of things to talk about. Not only a lot of things to talk about, we got our special guest, which you already know who he is. You know, and you already know who he is, obviously, you know, our special guest is. But I want to get back to last week a little bit. You know, with some of the games that we had going on, there was a lot of upsets, a lot of surprises. And this week is really no difference. But, I've been corrected. I got to do this. Well, for each and every one that's just tuning into the show, we want to thank you for tuning in to Inside the Trenches. Mondays will never be the same again. Inside the Trenches, a day starts at 12, and so does Inside the Trenches. 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, that's how we do. Now, if you want to email us and you want to give us some topics, or you want to be a part of the show and you want to email us, simply email us at info@insidethetrenches.com. Once again, that's info@insidethetrenches.com. So if you have any topics of discussions that you, any issues, or anything that you simply want to talk about or get off your chest, then you got to go talk to somebody else about that. But if you got some recipes, some good, like, you know, aerobic exercises or something like that, and you want to talk to me about it, and you can simply do that. We can talk about it. I mean, we can simply go, very deep into detail and get you what you need to be. But simply email us about what's going on in and around your neck and woods and what's going on in sports, because there's some questions and we got some answers. So we're going to make that thing happen for you, you know. But simply just email us at info@insidethetrenches.com and we'll make that thing happen for you. But if you like to be on the show, not only if you like to be on the show, if you like to be a part of the show, this is what you got to do. And we're going to make it real simple for you, because you've been doing this, and we love her for it, and you've been doing this and continue doing this, is you have to email Kim Smith. Yes, she is a casting director, and we love what she does, because she's getting everybody lined up. Yes, and she's been getting a lot of work here, so, you know, but we want to give, Matt May, you know, can we give Kim a couple of claps or something like that? We gotta give a, no, Kim, yeah, because, you know, Kim, if you feel like, you know, you know, we've, you know, if you feel like, You know, if you feel a little overwhelmed, that's all right, though, because, you know, soon enough you get to rest a little bit, but we love you. And if you want to be on the show and you want to be a part of the show in some aspect, simply just email kim.smith@insidethetrenches.com. Once again, that's kim.smith@insidethetrenches.com. And she'll get you ready and prepared to be on the show and get us your information, you know. And that's all right. You know, if your information comes in late, it's all right. We work with you. We love you. We work with you. But we make this thing happen for you. And now, just getting on track with what's going on from last week. Obviously, there was a lot of upsets last week when sport, you know, in the game. One of the major upsets, you know, I won't say major upsets, one of the major surprises, because that's what we really got to talk about, is a lot of these surprises here, is that, in the Detroit Lions, we're going to talk about them, and, the Buffalo Bills, we definitely want to talk about them, and a surprise is the Philadelphia Eagles. So, obviously, these are going to be, and the New England Patriots, you know. So, and obviously, we got to talk about the Bird Gang here in Arizona. We got to see what they got going on here because, unfortunately, you know, they weren't very successful in their game against Seattle. So, that and more we got to talk about. But what we're going to do here today is what we got to do right now is I got to do something. Yeah. We got to talk some football. Not only going to talk some football, man, we got to see what's up with our special guest. Now, our special guest today is, you know, he's the Pro Bowler, you know, but yes, he's the first round draft pick. And what we're going to do is with the first round draft pick, yes, our special guest is none other than Joe Ehrman. Hey, Joe, we got a nice little song for you. Go check this thing out. Welcome, Joe, to Inside the Trenches. Cool Joe, man. What's going on, man? I'd like to thank you for being part of Inside the Trenches and coming on and being part of the show. Man, what's going on with you? How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. It's always good to be introduced by, who's that, Cool in the Gang?
Man, that was Earth, Wind, and Fire. I thought that was, you know.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Oh, man. Yeah, I should have known that.
Man, I mean, I'll
be with you.
I mean,
what about football?
Huh?
I know more about football than music.
Man, we you know, when you playing the game, man, you like to get your little ditty bop on, you know, before the game starts, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, gotta get a rhythm.
Yeah, we gotta get a rhythm. And now, we want to thank you for coming on here. And obviously, I love you for coming on here because you're a D lineman. So, you know, man, inside the trenches, man, everything starts up front.
Well, that's where the game's won, and I believe that. Nobody else goes without that O and D line.
And, I mean, you was a D lineman. And the good thing about that, you being a D lineman, you was from a very special place, you know, that we're very familiar with, you and I, you know, New Yorkers.
Yep. Grew up in Buffalo, been a Yankee fan, been a Bills fan, my whole life, so continue to be so.
Now, you was a Buffalo Bills fan. Now, when you stopped playing, now, you know, Buffalo, they was doing their thing, you know, the four straight Super Bowls. Was it four straight Super Bowls?
They did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, you're a Buffalo Bills fan. What was that like?
Well, I was a kid that grew up in Buffalo, bought at night of the NFL draft. The Bills had called me, told me they're going to take me, but the next morning, got a call early from the Colts, and was extremely upset, but it worked out really well. Baltimore's been a wonderful town, but I continue. My sisters and mother still live in Buffalo, so once a Buffalonian, always a Buffalonian.
I mean, you had the opportunity. I mean, because I'm looking at it from this standpoint, right? You had the opportunity to play for the hometown, And, you know, then you get the call. I mean, your first round pick anyway. I don't know if that makes a difference. And you was top 10, actually. You was the 10th overall.
That's correct.
That's right. You was the 10th pick overall. Now, there wasn't much, anticipation. Was it much anticipation on your part on where you were going to get drafted?
Yeah, there was. There was a lot of excitement. You know, you're a high school kid or a college kid, and boy, you just put all the work in, and you're wondering where you're going to go, when you're going to go. So certainly didn't have all the media splash that you had today, but the night before was a kind of a Christmas as a young adult.
Now, I mean, Christmas as a young adult, but here's where I want to go with this one, because is that being picked 10th overall. Now, did you think you're just going to go that high?
I knew I was going to go high. I thought Buffalo was going to take me with the 6th pick that year.
Yes.
But the 73 draft was an incredible draft. There were some tremendous players that came out that year. So, Baltimore worked out really well for me, and I'm tremendously thankful to have had the opportunity and to be able to play as long as I played.
Now, you're saying 73 was an amazing draft. Why?
Well, you look at the players came out. John Matuszek was in the first round with the first pick. Burt Jones, who I played with, was the second pick. He got John Hanna, Wally Chambers, all kinds of terrific running backs, Dave Butts, a lot of guys that just had outstanding careers and long careers.
Now, you had a pretty long career in the NFL. I mean, you went a decade in there.
Yeah, I played 10 years in the NFL and then went over with George Allen in the USFL for 3 years, which was an awful lot of fun as well.
Now, in your years with the Baltimore Colts, now seeing out there now the Baltimore Colts are now the Ravens. They're the Indianapolis Colts now, but now you see that the Baltimore Ravens, but. That whole transitioning the seasons that you guys had, and you were you became a Pro Bowl season in 1978, and what distinguished you? What got you to that point? That's basically what I don't know. I mean, you know, you had a great season in 78, but in that you were voted to the Pro Bowl. But what made it for you? What were the things that you had to do to, you know, get to that?
Well, everything, you know, all of your experience centered around relationships in the locker room. We had a wonderful group of guys. Won 4 games my first year. We won 2 games my second year.
Mm-hmm.
Our coach got fired in the middle of the third game of my second season. We only won 2 games. Next year we came out, we beat the Bears when Walter Payton was a rookie. We lost 4 in a row, and then we won a game, another game, 9 games in a row. We won the divisional title. We won the divisional title the next 3 years. So it was a wonderful experience. Same group of guys, but so much of football is about self-belief, belief in each other's, and where we just figured out how to play for each other, with each other, and those are lifelong memories.
Now, I mean, as we talk about that, you know, because you see what's going on in the NFL now. Obviously, you know, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the dream team with the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, now they're going through some things right now, but it's early in the season. And, you know, what would you say for them right now?
Well, I think the NFL season is you've got to play well enough to get into the playoffs. And by the time you get to playoffs, if you got some momentum and you still got pretty good depth, then you're going to go a long way. But everything's about getting to the playoffs with momentum. So how you start off, it's kind of how you finish and the momentum you end up with. That's really the key point. And no matter how good, they can a dream team. But, boys, you know, it's a game of injuries. And a team, you know, you look at the Colts, you can get decimated by 1 or 2 guys leaving for that season. So that's what makes the league so great. It's so incredibly competitive.
Yeah, but, you know, now, let's you know, you, I mean, you're a D lineman. Obviously, you know, and D linemen, I mean, we go through, basically you're banging every play, you know, and we, all right, injuries are part of the game. Okay, cool, we respect that. Now, is it panic time for the Philadelphia Eagles? Because defensively, they're just really just, they're going through some things. You know, they're just getting run through because, you know, and the offensive line is just basically not doing anything that's allowing them to protect their quarterback because he's taking hits after hits.
Yeah, well, it's certainly no time to panic. They got a great coaching staff. They got a lot of veteran players. They've got to regroup, but I think that's the challenge of having a quarterback like Michael Vick. When you run, when you make things happen, you're going to get a lot of hits. And that just kind of goes with the territory. And a lot of great quarterbacks didn't become a great quarterback, so they learned how to stay in that pocket a little bit more.
All right. So, you know, now going through some of the, obviously it was the, some of the losing seasons that you guys had. But what I want to do is that we got to, you know, we got to give a little love to, we get a little love to them, but it's kind of sad, you know, but we always like to play like little excerpts here. Matt, man, the Eagles, man, you know, unfortunately. You know. See, what we do here on Inside the Trenches, we like to mellow things out. And unfortunately, the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, they're the dream team. And I'm, you know, I really want them to actually just kind of run the table here. But Michael Vick, you know, it looks like he broke his hand. But, you know, now the reports are saying that he didn't break his hand. So that's a good thing. But, you know, I kind of like them to run the table because defense, they picked up a defensive lineman, you know, because obviously we're, you know, a D lineman here, but they pick up the defensive lineman, Cullen Jenkins, and a great pass rusher, just a great defensive lineman overall. But now, for that team in general, because we're going to take a quick break, but your answer to me is that, you know, your answer on this one is that what do they need to do from an offensive line standpoint and a defensive line standpoint to get this thing turned around? Because, you know, the first quarter of the season is almost over. We halfway through the first quarter.
Yeah, well, you know, I think they know what they got to do. I mean, the defensive line, it's more about cohesion and, boy, making sure that the coaches set up the right schemes according to whatever your personnel is. If somebody needs some help, they got to give them help. D-line, boy, that's nothing but penetrate, pursue, and punish. They've got a heck of a D-line. That front four there, they flat out get after you. They run all over the field, so... Well, I don't think it's any time to panic whatsoever. It's a long season. I don't think they're panicking. And I know they didn't dub themselves the dream team. That's the media. But every team's got to define itself or what it stands for, and then they've got to figure out how they're going to stand together during the course of a season. That's where champions come from.
Now, how would they – well, why would the media dub them the dream team now?
Well, they made a lot of great free agent draft choices and or free agent pickups and that kind of stuff. So they've got a lot of stuff on paper, but for the NFL, everybody's okay on paper. It's about putting it together.
Because you guys, you know, you guys back then, it wasn't, you didn't have the free agency the way free agency is now.
No, you basically went to a team and you were stuck with that team forever. And it wasn't until John Mackey, boy, broke the Pete Rozelle rule that really created free agency, and free agency is what ended up creating the salaries that the players are benefiting from today.
All right, so what we're going to do is I want to hold on that, right? Hey, Matt, man, what we're going to do is let's take a quick break, right? And after this break, man, we got to nail this down a little bit more, knowing what's going on with the Philadelphia Eagles. What's going on in the NFL, man? What part of the game is this? We'll be right back with you.
Your internet flagship station for sports. Voice
Voice America Sports.
When it comes to youth and high school football, listen each week to Coach Al Gross at First and Ten Football. Coach covers vital topics relating to the latest trend on a national level. Join Coach as he interviews personalities from the NFL, NCAA, and the top high school coaches from around the country. Catch all the interviews and get in-depth information online at www.firstandtenfootball.com. Your national resource for youth and high school football. First and Ten Football airs Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
Take us on the go. It's even easier now. The Voice America Talk Radio Network has launched our mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market to download the app powered by Aircast. It's free and no registration is necessary. In minutes, you could be enjoying your favorite Voice America Talk Radio host, no matter where you are. In the car, out and about, while traveling, or anytime you can't be close to your computer. Catch up on the archives you've missed or discover new shows on the spot. Search Voice America at your favorite app store.
Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports. We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune in to Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Feel it coming in the air.
Yeah.
Hear the screams from everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to the thrill.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous love affair.
Come on.
Can't be scared when it goes down. Got a problem, tell me now. Only thing that's on my mind is who's gonna run this town tonight.
Well, you already know who's going to run this town. There's no question about it. Inside the Trenches with your host, 12-year pro football veteran. Yes, the voice of America, R. Cal Trillo, bringing this to you each and every week. Mondays will never be the same again. Mondays, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, bringing this to you, coming from the inside out. Because it all starts up front, and that's how we start from inside the trenches. So, now, thank you guys for tuning in with us each and every week. But I thank you guys for We have our special guest on, and we want to thank our special guest for being on because he has a wealth of information. There's a lot that we're going to talk about with our special guest, Mr. Joe Ehrman. And there's no question about this, is that I want to get everybody, ready. And not only want to get everybody ready, is that, you know, for any event that you guys would like Inside the Trenches to be a part of, simply just go to InsideTheTrenches.com and email us. You know, and that's something that I want to get out there is that, is the one thing is about is that a lot of you guys want Inside Trenches to be a part of what you have going on now, but I would like you guys to really just give a little detailed information about how you want us to, what capacity you want us to be a part of your event, or basically if you like us come to your town. So, and we can do so, and you're gonna have to email kim.smith@insidethetrenches.com. once again, email Casting Director Kim. So we love you, Kim. Kim.Smith@InsideTheTrenches.com. And you can also email us at info@InsideTheTrenches.com. So give us some information. That's right. And I love him for that. And that's my co-host making that thing happen. So get on the board and make this thing happen so we can get this, so we can be a part of what you got going on, in and around your neck of the woods or wherever you're at. Now, before we left off, you know, we were simply talking about the game in itself and how, you know, the D linemen have changed and basically what the Philadelphia Eagles are going through. Obviously, you know, the dream team is, and I don't know if I want to say, hey Joe, I don't want to know if I want to say this, but I like to say, are they sleepwalking right now, man?
Yeah, I don't get what the big deal is. It's 3 games in this season. They got great personnel. They got a great organization, a great coaching staff. Boy, they're pulled together. I don't think anybody in the league panics at this point in time.
You don't think nobody? I mean, because there's always questions, man. I mean, you're always going to be questions at this point in the season. Obviously, it's only the third game. You know, it's the third game in the season, but it's going into the fourth game. And, you know, your star quarterback, he bruises his hand pretty badly or fractures it, just a hairline fracture or whatever it is, just, but he's going to be in some pain. But then your offensive line and defensive line, that's the core of your team, you know. And basically starting off the season, you want to always start off great, but you don't want to have those gaps or basically that weaknesses. That's what a lot of people look at. They always want to find a weakness in you. Is this offensive line, is that an area of great concern, or is this basically they just need time to gel?
Oh, I just think they need to get their schemes together and figure out what they're doing. Everybody can play at that level, man. They got feet. But Andy Reid, that's got to be one of the best coaching staffs. They're competitive every year. They'll always be in there. So, I don't get panicked. I think you pin your ears back and you make the adjustments, and they're breaking down films right now trying to do that.
Now, as we talk about that, we got to pick this thing up a little bit, man. And we got a surprising team right now, man. They're 3-0, and they haven't been 3-0 in a long time, man. Matt, man, we already know who they are, man. The Buffalo Bills. Man. What's up, y'all? Give them a little bit of love, man. That's what we do here on Inside Chelsea. We got to give love. Obviously, we give a little bit of claps, a little cheers. You know, we got to give a little love for that. The Buffalo Bills, 3-0. But they look 3-0, they're 3-0, and they kind of, they're dominating there. You know, 3-0, but they beat the Buffalo Bills. They haven't beat them in like 5 years, almost 5 years. Now, Joe, what part of the game is that? You know, the Buffalo Bills, 3-0?
Well, I think they just got a lot of momentum. I mean, they were fortunate. You get 4 picks against Tom Brady. That doesn't happen too often, man. That's just when you got that mojo going, and I think they're on a good run now. Their question is whether they're going to be able to sustain it and whether they have the personnel to continue to do that. But, boy, week by week, you just keep progressing. But right now, that's a wonderful thing for that city. It's a wonderful thing for a tremendous fan base in Buffalo. So, boy, you celebrate and you get ready for next week.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we got. I want to talk about that, is because now you got this quarterback, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Now, he was 27 for 40 for 369 yards on the Patriots defense, which is a pretty good defense.
Yeah, well, they found something. And again, to me, it's a game of momentum. Every team is defined by two things. It's all about the relationships, the connectivity, how well players play together, how dependable they are for each other. And the second thing is how committed they are. Committed to do whatever it takes to get that W on Sundays. And boy, right now they've got a team playing together with each other. They're integrated. They're into that community. There's just all kinds of good vibes and emotion, and you want to ride that wave as long as you can.
Yeah, you definitely want to ride that. And I mean, you're a New Yorker, and obviously from Buffalo. Now, Did you get back out to the New York area or the Buffalo area often, much lately?
Yeah, actually, I was in Buffalo last weekend.
Now, what was that like? Obviously, you was up in what they call it, B-low. So that's the little nickname they give it.
Yeah, well, it was wonderful, but going into the game, I think that whole city, it was filled with apprehension. They were 2-0. Could they possibly beat the Patriots? And boy, those fans got behind them. They got, as I said, they got a lot of good breaks. And when you got momentum and things are going good, you make breaks. Breaks come your way. And when they're going bad and things are south on you, you don't get those kind of tip balls. You don't get the interceptions those games. So it's a long season. Boy, you take it week by week. As you know, you play like you practice. That's the universal truth. So as long as you keep practicing hard, and things come well for you on Sunday.
And as you say that, you know, because I want to, go on another topic, but you know, it's going to be about you. But as you say that, I mean, that's because you do a lot of things with the NFL. So obviously, you was back in Buffalo. Were you just basically back in Buffalo to see some family members, or you know, were you doing, because you work actually, you continue to work with the NFL. What do you actually do?
Yeah, I've been in around the NFL for 35 years. Every NFL team has to have a 90-minute player conduct session during the course of the season. So I'll do many of those teams. Last Monday and Tuesday, I was with the Kansas City Chiefs. And the reason most men move from the sports page to the criminal page has to do with some false concept of masculinity. When men feel devalued or disrespected, out comes this anger and rage that usually ends up creating all kinds of problems for them, for their teams, and for the people that get in their way. So I reframe masculinity and try to get teams thinking about two things. There's a great deal of difference between being on the team and actually being a teammate. Being on the team means that you're just kind of quid pro quo trying to get your needs met. Boy, when you're a teammate, you hold each other accountable. There's a mutual accountable work ethic. You contribute with whatever talent and abilities you have. So I'm in and around a great deal. That I happen to be in Buffalo. I was performing my niece's wedding. I'm a pastor as well. So, but caught the full flavor and the full energy created by the Bills, and it's a wonderful thing what an NFL team can do in a city. And you take a city that, like Buffalo, that's distressed economically, really facing hard times. Boy, that creates so much civic pride. It brings people together, families, communities, individuals. That's a wonderful thing to feel.
Now, I'm glad you're talking about it from that standpoint, that, you know, from that perspective. Now, you know, these conduct sessions that you do, you know, these player workshops that you do with the NFL, how long have you been actually doing this program? You know, when did it start, you know, that you actually did this program, and how long you've been doing it?
Well, my participation has been the last 5-6 years. I think the NFL as a league has done a tremendous job trying to really help and support players as they try to figure out how to navigate through all the murky waters of what it means to be an NFL player, from having money in your pocket for the first time, dealing with relationships, the media, all the pressure that you're under. So that's one of a menu that the NFL now offers to players and to coaches. And, you know, it's a 90-minute session. You can only get so much done. But I will say the NFL has done a tremendous job, and, you know, they're interested in protecting their image, but making sure that the guys stay on the sports page. And not have the other problems that kind of lead to so much negative publicity.
Yeah, but, you know, as we talk about it from that standpoint now, do you believe that the message that you're getting across to these young players, or just players in general? Because I want to know, you know, when you're doing these sessions, who do you have in there more? Do you have younger players in there, or you just have just players in general?
No, it's the entire team. It's the entire team. Often it's the coaching staff as well. And everybody comes in, and they're incredibly receptive. And I'll say this, I've never left an NFL locker room where I haven't been filled with hope. The vast majority of those guys are young men trying to figure out how to leverage this opportunity in their life so that they can take care of their families and do well besides doing good. The problem is one or two guys will get in trouble, and the media blows that up. And, boy, there's still an athletic and a racial stereotype that gets played throughout this media. But the vast majority of guys are wonderful young men. Boy, they're striving, they're teachable, they're learning, they're growing together.
Now, that you said, so you do get a great response or welcome to this. So from what you've seen, and so what you've seen, and actually for what you've done over the years now, do you believe this program is actually is helping?
Oh, I think it helps. It certainly doesn't hurt. I think it's one thing, but I think when you take a whole group of programs and collectively, and I think part of the thing, and this goes to the book I wrote, we need to rethink what is the role of sports. What is the role of sports in America to the social, emotional, moral, ethical well-being of its players? you ought to be growing in terms of moral, ethical, understanding and foundation in your life, and that ought to be part and parcel of the game.
Now that you talk about that, because we want to get into that, and that's going to be, because we're going to take a break, but we ain't going to take a break just yet, right? And that's something I do want to talk about, and I want to talk in great detail, because obviously you have great wisdom, and young players, they listen to you because you've been there. Yeah, I mean, you've been at the top and you stayed at the top, but you have this book, you know, Inside Out Coaching, How Sports Can Transform Lives. And I want to talk about that, because that's something that we want to have up on the website, and we want all our fans out there to continue to look at the book. You know, if not, that's right. Inside the Trenches, you got to go to Arkell's Book Club, and that's why I'm starting it up, because you know, it's exciting when I have guests like you. Each one of them has a book or something that, you know, it does inspire individuals, but it's really life changing. Thoughts they have put down to move individuals all around the country and all around the nation. And simply, I want to talk about this book, because what was the reason behind, you know, Inside Out Coaching? So what was the reason behind it? And I want to keep those thoughts there. I want you to keep those thoughts there, because we're going to take a break, right? And then after the break, man, I got to know about this book, and I want the fans, you know, out there to know about this book, because I want them to read it, and I want them to really get it in the system, because coaching, you know, changes lives. You know, it'll transform your life, but the sport, the game itself, you know, transform individuals, but coaching itself. So I want to hear your thoughts on it. So, Matt Mann, let's make this thing happen for you, right? And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with you. Inside the Trenches.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network, and let's talk football.
What if there was a program that brought the best in sports and the best of entertainment together in one place? It can be done, and Darnell Autry proves it every week on Outside the Spotlight. In this program, athletes and artists come together to share their success stories, hobbies, professional projects, and more that will interest not only the sports fan, but fans of entertainment and other human interest stories. If you have something you want to ask your favorite athlete or entertainer, listen for Outside the Spotlight, Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, on Voice America Sports.
Fantasy sports is where the action really is. Over 40 million people play fantasy sports, but rarely do they get to quiz the experts. Fantasy Insights is the name and the game. Tune in every week as Dish Adams and his guests clue you in on the fantasy football game, what's happening on and off the field, and how it will affect your fantasy team. These experts aren't just beat writers assigned to fantasy football. They live and breathe the game. Tune in to Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
School to the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Coming up. It's there. Oh.
Welcome back to Inside the Trenches, everyone. That was my co-host. Obviously, you know, it's Automatic. Matt Mann. I don't know where you got that song from. I mean, that's definitely an interesting song. We love him for that one. That's interesting. Now, we got our special guest on, Joe Erman, and we've been talking with him. It's been a great interview, simply talking about the game itself and how the game can change lives. And not only how the game in itself changes lives, is that, you know, how these individual athletes, how they respond, you know, to great individuals coming in and speaking with them. So, you know, you get a lot of these professional athletes and you know it all. You know, you think you know it all, but when you have someone of great wisdom and someone who's been in the game and has the experience and basically he's been there, it's definitely inspiring for me, and it's definitely a great thing for each and every individual listening to the show. So you and yours out there who's just tuning into the show, or just, you know, or you've just been still listening to the show, we want to thank you. And Joe, now we have a this is our last segment of the show, but we have a part of the show here called what part of the game is this, and basically where do they do that at? Basically, you know, just some great things going on, but that part we're not going to have that part today. But one thing we do have to do is that this is exciting for me, is that we're going to talk about the Cowboys at the end of the show. But I want to talk about this book, you know, Inside Out Coaching, How Sports Can Transform Lives. Now, it was published August 2nd. Am I correct?
That's correct. Just released.
Just released August 2nd, right? So tell us a little bit more about the book and tell us, man, where can we get copies at?
Well, you can get copies at any bookstore, any online dealer, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. My website is coachforamerica.com, coachforamericaoneword.com. The book is a follow-up book. In 2004, I had a young man write a book about my coaching. I've been a high school coach for over 20 years, and I had to figure out what the purpose of my coaching was. So I created a program built around the concept that I wanted to help boys become men of empathy and integrity who will lead, be responsible, and change the world for good. So everything that I did, all of my speeches, all my drills, my interaction with the players, parents, had to come back to that purpose statement. So anyhow, this Jeffrey Marks wrote a book called Season of Life. That thing has been on the New York bestseller list for a long time, continues as to sell. This new book, Inside Out Coaching, is more prescriptive. I think one of the most influential adults in the lives of any child is that coach. And there's two kinds of coaches in America. You're either transactional, you use players to get your needs met or the team's needs met, or you're transformational. You want to use this unparalleled power platform position you have to change the arc of young people's lives. So the book is about transformational coachings. How do you build a transformational program? How do you integrate, racism and gender violence and social justice, moral courage? How do you do that? What is the role of sports? Why do we have sports connected to institutions of education, be that elementary school, middle school, high school, or colleges? And what we've got going on in America today is this win-at-all-cost culture, which has really destroyed much of the character-based teaching that should be taught through sports. So I wrote a book kind of describing kind of what's taking place out there. And then how do you build a program? How do you become transformational? You've got a show. You've had a successful 12-year career. And it's because there's a few coaches, there's a few adults in your lives that were transformational. They help you see truth about yourself. They help you develop talent, perhaps, that you didn't even know you had at a younger age. Well, that's the role of coaching. And when you think about sports will engage more individuals, more families, more communities in a shared activity than any cultural activity, organization, or religion in America today. It's become the secular religion. So why don't we use that for the healthy development of helping boys become men and girls become women? And the book is about the process of becoming transformational, how to build those kind of programs and the exercises and everything you really need to make that kind of program.
Now, one thing that to me is evident here is that I like the terms that you use, transactional and transformational. You know, that's interesting words. You know, did you make those up? Those new ones, transactional, transformational.
Transactional is quid pro quo.
Yeah.
The player does this for me, meets my expectations, my demands, and I'll give them playing time, some kind of praise, some kind of plaudits. That's the NFL. The NFL is a business. I don't even put it in the realm of this kind of conversation. Although I will say this, the coaches that win consistently in the NFL, they're transformational coaches. Boy, you take a Tony Dungy. Boy, he not only coached his team to bring out the very best of the team, but he helped each one of his players try to be the best men that they can become. He transformed not only their games, but their lives, that organization, and the NFL as well. To me, winning is a byproduct of doing things right with people. And it's just like any team you've ever been on, any job any of your listeners have ever been on. The better you feel about yourself, what you're doing, and who you're doing it with, your performance automatically goes up. So I think in America today, we need more transformational coaches trying to help children maneuver all of the difficulties. I don't think it's ever been more difficult being a young person in America today than it is at this point in time, with all the negative messages, with all the extremes between wealth and poverty, with all of the confusion out there. We need men and women that are going to be wise, mentor, transformational coaches for young people in America.
Now, that you say that because I like these terms that you use, is that for you, was there any, obviously there had to be someone that was transformational for you to, you know, for you to believe so strongly on this, or was it, did it come from just actually when you began coaching on a high school level? Is that when it became evident? Because this is pretty powerful, because this is did that change happen before you went to the NFL? Or did that change happen when you got to the NFL, that you had a coach that, you know?
Yeah, I don't think there's a player in the NFL from my day, from your day, that didn't get there because there wasn't somebody behind them, whether that was a coach or a mother or some kind of adult that believed in that young person and helped move them along. So what I did in preparation for the book, I took and I created a graph. And I grafted every coach I played for from the age of 10 to 36 years old.
Okay.
And I graded them whether they were transactional or transformational in my life. And I saw how three or four coaches, boy, they came into my life at a time when I was filled with my own self-doubt, insecurities, wondering what I was going to do with my life. And they were the people that looked you in the eye and just said, I believe in you. I can see this in you. I can tell you have this kind of potential. I believe in you, and I'm going to believe in you long enough until you can start believing in yourself. So every young person needs that kind of person, whether that's a sports coach or a mentor or a teacher or a pastor, but everybody needs somebody to believe in them. And while not every young person in America has a mother or a father or an adult that prioritizes them, I think every kid that plays sports ought to have a coach that prioritizes that young person. That's what builds resiliency. That's what enables young people to overcome all of the obstacles that are out there on the streets and in their homes and in their communities. So we need more transformational coaching. And to me, the great myth in America is that sports builds character. That's not true in this win-at-all-cost culture. Boy, you look at the University of Miami, USC, you look at the moral ethical failure on the college level, on the professional level. Boy, we've got to start using sports. Sports does not build character unless some coach intentionally teaches it, models it, and nurtures it in their players. And that's the challenge. What is the role of sports in the midst of the crisis of youth and childhood in America today?
Well, obviously, sports plays a huge a huge role, because for confidence, you know, for physical, you know, just be competitive, because the competitiveness, any young person, you know, they always want to be competitive. You can do it, well, I can do it better, and then if you can't do it better, then you're gonna emulate someone who can, and then you're gonna keep practicing until you get it. You're gonna be like, okay, he's better than me, or she's better than me, then what I'm gonna do is I got to keep watching someone else who's better than them, and then I'm gonna pick up what they can do, so then I can be better than that person. So there's always a competitive drive out there, and go ahead.
Well, I think that can be true. I think that's certainly true with elite athletes, but I think all kinds of young people are getting their self-images or self-esteem destroyed by some coach that doesn't give them the opportunity, is just looking at athletic performance and ignoring all of the other social and emotional makeup that young people need. So I'm talking about when kids start playing T-ball all the way through youth leagues, through elementary, middle school, high school, they need one coherent, consistent message that has to do with moral and ethical development of young people. It's not just about the athletic performance. The guys that have the great ability, boy, their ability is going to carry them. It's all the other. And you look at any high school coach in this team and in this country, and you know, you'll have 22 guys engaged, and you'll have another 20 that are totally disengaged. They entered onto that team with hopes and aspirations of contributing, being acknowledged, and many of them have been discarded. So it ought not just be about athletic performance. Again, to me, sports are part of the educational system. They ought to be considered co-curricular, not extracurricular. Extracurricular is something that implies that sports begins at the end of the educational day. I would say that sports ought to be the last classroom of the day. There are things you can learn in the sports arena that you'll never learn in the math class, but they're equally as valuable as important. But you can't have an educational institution that runs educational principles from 8 to 4 and then coach in a way that violates all of those principles. They have to be integrated more. So I think America is missing a wonderful opportunity to use sports and coaches for the healthy development of young people.
Hey, Joe, what we're going to do here is that we just got a few minutes into the end of the show. So, but yeah. One thing is that I want to thank you, without a question, I want to thank you for being on the show. And to all my fans out there, I'd like you guys to go ahead and I want you guys to go visit CoachForAmerica.com. Simply again, I'm going to say that again. It's CoachForAmerica.com. And I want you to go to InsiderGents.com, and you'll be able to get the information also from Insider. We'll have that information up for you guys pretty soon here. So, but we want to thank you, Joe, for being on the show, and we want to thank each and every one out there for listening to Inside the Trenches. Yes, and stay tuned with us, because Derek Hill, the former Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver, is going to be on with us next week, and we're going to make this thing happen for you. But Mondays will never be the same again. That's right, Inside the Trenches, the interactive international show that simply swept across the nation, and 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. To each and every one of them. We'll see you in the same.
Those who wish to follow me, I welcome with my hands. And the red sun sinks at last into the hills of gold. At peace to this young warrior without the sound of guns. If I could recollect before my.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.